chant the names of Krishna, dedicate our life to Krishna. There's a whole process. The first thing is to chant the names of Krishna. You can read. We have so many books which present everything systematically.
Can you tell me where to purchase, or if you have help?
We have them right. We have our pandal just 1 kilometer from here.
Where?
Mukund Vinod Garden.
Vinod Garden.
Can I come there?
Sure, I'm going there myself. I was just waiting to see you.
What time I can come so that I can have your blessings?
Actually, our program just finished just now at midday, but the stalls.
Tomorrow is there?
Bhaktivedanta Ashram is there, they'll have books.
They may or may not have books for distribution.
And how can one speak to you? And how can one be.
Well, actually, I'm all over the place, but.
Can one call you, or can one be on the email?
Can do, but there are devotees. Where is it? The Bhaktivedanta Ashram?
Yeah, it's somewhere here.
We have our resident devotees here.
Ahead of Mukund Vinod Garden.
How long you are here?
I'm
16th, and he came here on 8th.
So, can I come tomorrow to sit 15 minutes with you?
Actually, I'm pretty busy. Lot of organizational things to discuss.
I know chanting is the best solution.
Yeah, and we have to understand also why we're doing.
I'll tell you why all religions are good religion. I don't say any religion is bad, but what I see, I will be very honest, Maharaj, that when you in this sect, I see a smile on the face of people. I will be very honest. There is a particular smile on the people's face. This boy lives in Barsana. When he walks, you will find he is also Krishna Bhakt. So you find them to be different from you. We are more conscious for marketing, sales, blah, blah. Okay, it's part of life. But there is a certain charm on their face. When they walk, they talk.
Mm-hmm.
And that musty, that is there.
How to find happiness.
Yeah. I see that.
Real happiness comes from knowing that.
No, but all of you, not only you or him, there is something like dancing, you find them. And you will agree with me, you're much, maybe we are of the same age, but you are more qualified, you've seen more life than me. We've only seen business. So, you need a teacher. When you were young, you must have got a teacher with you in life.
Yeah, I came to
Prabhupada.
I was very fortunate.
You were fortunate. At this age also, we want, particularly I want now in life, my two aims are in life. One, which I was never able to do, I want to drive from India to London back home. Maybe it take 2 years.
Good luck going through Afghanistan.
Going through Afghanistan? Because way back...
But then what's the point? What's the use?
For fun. Seeing country.
Fun? What's fun?
Driving.
The whole world is full of struggle and suffering and misery.
So, but it was my hobby to drive, so I want to do that.
It's useless. It's pointless. But life is short. We should dedicate it for the highest goal.
I agree, but how to do it?
When to do it? Then you take direction.
So, how to take it?
Yeah. So, we have here our Bhaktivedanta Ashram. They have daily discussions on all these topics. You can associate with the devotees there, hear from them, learn from them.
Where is it?
It's just
ahead of Mukund Vinod Garden. You just have to go maybe.
There I go. My two friends are there. One is who stayed here, he's a good friend. I haven't sent some prasad for him. 3 days back, he is good singer. वो जो यहाँ ठहरे हुए थे उनका नर्मदा में उनका क्या नाम है जो नर्मदा में ठहरते थे ना जिन्होंने गोरन यस देन देर इज सम फ्रेंच मैन और अ ब्रिटिश मैन हु लिव्स इन दैट ऑफिस आई गो एंड आई सैट विद माय सन एंड वाइफ वन डे देन आई वेंट अप टू द टेंपल ही मेड मी ईट the prasad there with all of them. So I found the place to be, it gives you shanti.
So what I recommend, if you are serious to understand what is the purpose of life and how to achieve it, then you go regularly. They have morning and evening classes.
I agree, but how to get involved?
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. You go there regularly.
But I don't know anyone.
You can sit and listen, that's all. Then you can ask questions. Beginning of involvement is hearing. Hear from the devotees. Understand, they can teach you. First of all, to understand the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. First, what's the first thing to understand? The body is temporary. I am eternal. Before this body existed, I existed. This body will soon die, I will continue to exist. I go from body to body to body due to material desire. That's what I'm saying, this idea to drive from one place to another. It's a material desire.
It is a material.
So if we have material desires, that cause us to be born again and again and again. If you like to go from one part of the world to the other, if that desire is not fulfilled, then in the next life you might become a tern. You know what a tern is? It's one kind of bird. They fly from Antarctica to the Arctic, up and down.
Up and down.
Yeah, so they cross the world.
Yeah, very important.
They cross the world. Someone has a desire for traveling and seeing the world, they may be born like that. And like this, we have so many desires, they cause us to be born again and again. It's better to cultivate the desire to serve Krishna.
True. Do I understand what you are saying? Rather than being materialistic, one should be towards...
Hear the message of Bhagavad Gita. Hear from devotees. Read yourself, study, understand. But you have to be serious about it. It can't play a
marriage,
hobby.
One can only be serious. I'm a management fellow. So one can only be serious if one understands and if one has a teacher to tell you your difficulty.
But you have to make the effort to try to understand.
I agree with you. And after a long time now, I think so, I am ready. I wanted this 15 years back. Mm. But now I think I am ready because... because of the pressures you have in life, now you are out of it. So you are in the... we in management say that you are not on the railway track, now you are in the air, like a plane. You can fly wherever you want. You don't have to drive the train on the track. So I think so, I have reached that stage at this age. So now I need to decide, till I am alive, what to do, what I want. And not what others wanted me to do or what was the necessity of life. So I need to find a place and I need a teacher. That's why I told this gentleman that I want to meet the Maharaj. And at least I can take your blessings and I can learn something from you and find the path. That's why I said, I get up early, even any time you say, not in front of others. I want to speak to you for 15 minutes and tell you my own problem and how to solve it.
Everyone has multifarious problems.
No, this problem...
But the root problem is our...
internal.
Our attachment to this material world. And all other problems come from that.
So how is it possible to meet you again?
Well, you can hear me. By recorded talks. I've given so many recorded talks.
know if I have a question how to check with you.
The thing is that the answer I give and the answer that others here may give, it's going to be in the same line because we're connected with the same source.
Okay.
So I'm suggesting that you regularly meet the devotees here. Is that you can see them regularly. They live here.
And can I have your personal card?
I don't have a card, actually. I'm supposed to go to that Bhaktivedanta Ashram tomorrow evening, probably. Yeah. So why don't you go with me then? Then
I can. Yes, sir.
It's just here on the road here.
Tomorrow at what time I should go?
Yeah. Evening, what time they have, I think. I'll have to just confirm with them. Maybe 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. You have to ask Damodar Arati. I'm not sure what time they're having.
No, in the evening.
Evening.
So can I go with you?
Yeah.
I will be
just we have to find out the time.
Yeah.
And then we'll do Deep Dan and Kirtan, and then I could introduce you to the devotees.
So I will, if you permit, I will be with you
tomorrow
at 6.
Or whatever time it is.
Yeah, I will phone karke inform kar deta hu. Aapko phone karke bata denge kya samay.
So thank you for meeting me at such a short notice.
What I suggest, you could come with us now.
Now I would not be in a position to go because someone is already waiting for me in the business. Tomorrow
I have people waiting for me there. So
yeah, that's why I'm saying. So tomorrow I will make sure at 6. I am with you. Then I don't make any fee arrangements because I have to take a permission. Thank you.
All right, get the prasada. Yeah, I'm doing it.
Sir, I'm a diabetic. I can have a dry fruit, but not
dry fruit.
Not this. This sugar.
Dry fruit's okay for diabetics, isn't it?
Not this.
You can take. This is made only from dry fruit, no sugar.
Thank you. So, I go with you tomorrow at 6. Thank you, sir.
Hare Krishna.